J.C. Corcoran Podcast.
I've used every swear man, I've used every swear man, across the desert fair man, in the mountain air man, cussing like I got no cares man, I've used every swear. I've used cocksucker, motherfucker, asshole, shit, sucker, dick, wad, fuck, wad, shit, dick, ass, break, blowjob, cock, drop, bitch, ass, nut job, pen, dick, big prick, suck, dick, ass, shit, ass, back, bag, head, cum, lick, dirt, bag, dog, fuck, non, crotch, stink, puss, job. I've used every swear man, I've used every swear man, across the desert, fair man, in the mountain, air man, cussing like I got no cares man, I've used every swear. I've used ass, wife, ass, clown, bumble, fuck, shit, clown, chicken, chuffle, clisser, fuck, cum, bubble, cum, fuck, dick, face, dip, shit, douchebag, fuck, wet, ass, rag, dick, smack, cock, butt, clit, hat, hoochie, mama, finger, head, fuck, tar, dick, head, punk, ass, jack, shit, butt, ranger, dick, lick. I've used every swear, man, I've used every swear, man, across the desert, fair, man, in the mountain, air, man, cussing like I got no cares, man, I've used every swear. I've used ass, blast, ass, friend, ass, breath, ass, white, bean, flick, butt, munch, candy, ass, butt, white, chicken, chick, cock, holster, cunt, sucker, dick, brain, dick, wad, dick, head, dick, munch, dick, pink, dumb, fuck, fart, knuckle, fuck, a bitch, fuck, head, fuck, base, fudge, fucker, jizz, mop, a whole back. I've used every swear, man, I've used every swear, man, across the desert, fair, man, in the mountain, air, man, cussing like I got no cares, man, I've used every swear. I've used cocksucker, motherfucker, asshole, shit, sucker, dick, wad, fuck, wad, shit, dick, ass, prick, blowjob, cock, drop, bitch, ass, nut job, pen, dick, big prick, suck, dick, ass, shit, ass, back, fag, head, cum, lick, dirt, back, dog, fuck, non, crotch, stink, puss, jump. I've used every swear, man, I've used every swear, man, across the desert, fair, man, in my underwear, man, cussing like I got no cares, man, I've used every swear. Oh, I've used every swear.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
That seemed like a long weekend. Was it like that to you, too? It was for me, I'll tell you. All right, 16th of August, 2021. It's Monday. It's JCOnTheLine.com, and it's JC, oddly enough. How you doing? Elvis checked out on this date 44 years ago. We'll get to that a little bit later on. I forgot to talk about this last week. You know, I've been traveling a little bit the last couple of months and been stopping for gas and an occasional snack and stuff like that in the deep south, because I've been traveling into areas that I am not normally associated with in the deep south, I think is one of them. You know, you go to Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and places like that, you see things and it explains at least a little bit better what's going on in the country right now, but I'll deal with that some other time. The thing that I wanted to bring up is on airplanes, because I've been on a plane a couple of times in the last month too, and I am here to report that women, by and large, and some, by the way, are by and large, but that's none of my business, right? An increasing number of women have stopped wearing brassieres. You think I'm making this up? I'm not. I think that, you know, what everybody said that was going on there for a long time during the height of COVID, although I think we're in the height of COVID right now, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about last year where, why is this asshole on?
Date on his condition.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Fox 2 reporting. Apparently there's something wrong with the former Harsh Bishop. Remember the Harsh Bishop Burke? What was his first name? Ray Burke, that asshole archbishop who, you know, took everybody's head off, including Bob Costas and Sheryl Crow. He was such a jackass. They pulled him out of market number, 21, St. Louis, and they sent him out. It was like Siberia or something. You haven't heard. And he still won't shut up, you know? I think the message was pretty clear. It's like, look, you're one of ours, and you used to be in the big show, but we can't have you talking anymore, so we're going to send you someplace where when you talk, fewer people know about it, and he was still flapping his trap. Anyhow, back to flapping. Yeah, I had a girlfriend in high school, so this would have been, 1971, something like that, and she was the first one to go au naturel, shall we say. And she looked great. Yeah. David Steinberg is a very, very funny stand-up comedian, writer, producer, director, all that sort of stuff. And he was big in the 60s and into the early part of the 70s. He used to do The Tonight Show all the time. And he used to talk about the pencil test. Women are basically supposed to take a pencil, and then you take your shirt off, and obviously no bra. And then if your boob is capable of holding a pencil underneath, well, then that was your indication that you were too big to go browless, and that the only way that you should go browless is if you put the pencil in there and the pencil falls out. David Steinberg said, I dated Jewish women in college who could hold a Buick underneath one boob. Is this a great country or what? All right, that people are still talking about that Field of Dreams game. And again, I was a little bit critical of it because I thought that it violated the whole spirit of what the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa was sort of all about. And I don't know why we're doing military flyovers in the middle of a cornfield. It was just sort of like, huh, this goes against everything, all of the organic and sort of sweet-natured stuff that the movie and that the phenomenon of people going to Dyersville, Iowa all the time to have a catch. Well, you don't build an 8,000-seat stadium and then do that. But I guess I'm wrong, because it turns out that that game was the most watched regular season baseball game in 16 years. And on top of it, people are grabbing up the movie Field of Dreams on top of it. Hey, I admit when I'm wrong. I admit when I'm wrong. In fact, there's a lot of baseball stuff here today. The only guy ever killed in a Major League Baseball game, it happened on this date in 1920. Yankees pitcher Carl Mays threw a fastball, struck the guy in the left temple. His name was Ray Chapman of the Cleveland Indians. First and only guy ever to die from a Major League pitch, although Tony Conigliaro would have told you that maybe what he suffered through after being hit in the face was worse than death. Babe Ruth died from throat cancer on this date in 1948. Says here he was only 53? Is that right? I got to check that. That doesn't sound right. First issue of Sports Illustrated was published on this date in 1954. First guy ever on the cover was Eddie Matthews of the Milwaukee Braves at that time. As long as they're doing anniversaries. Oh, wait, here's the harsh bishop.
Recent progress in that followers are praying the rosary for
him. He's on a ventilator.
Was Archbishop of St. Louis from 2003 to 2008. He then went to the Vatican and is the highest judicial authority in the church, the Catholic Church, aside from Pope Francis.
Oh, the harsh bishop is on a ventilator. Aw, that's all he's getting out of me. Pete Best fired as drummer for the Beatles on this date, 1962. 2 days later, Ringo showed up. Paul Simon married Carrie Fisher on this date in 1983. The divorce was not with them. They divorced a year later in 1984. Madonna and Sean Penn, remember them? Got married on this date 36 years ago in 1985. Ellen married Portia de Rossi on this date 13 years ago. And I see that Ryan Reynolds movie finished first place at the box office over the weekend. I didn't see the number on the Aretha Franklin movie. If you missed the review on Friday, I gave it a disappointing 2.5 corks out of 5. The real Aretha died from pancreatic cancer on this date at the age of 76 back in 2018. I mentioned we'll get to some of the Elvis stuff later here on the anniversary of his death, but it was 33 years ago today. And you think to yourself, okay, I've been broadcasting in one way or another in St. Louis since 1984 and have all these amazing moments, all these things that really are tantamount to broadcast history in some cases. I'm not trying to take ourselves too seriously or anything that I did, but, you know, we broke a lot of ground and we did a lot of really, really cool, very, very, I guess you would say, significant stuff. But ultimately, it was the silly stuff and the goofy ideas, and the credit for a lot of the goofy ideas come from people like Judy Martin, our former producer and co-host, Kathy Kelly, same thing. Scott Strong, who's been in the Texas, Dallas area for quite a while. He was a behind-the-scenes guy and did a lot of the chipping in of ideas when we'd be sitting around these in these meetings going, what dumb thing can we do next? Some of the ideas turned out better than others. You know, like I say this all the time, we did this thing called Breakfast Club across the Midwest. We rented an RV. And the girls worked really, really hard to get things scheduled for things that we were going to do while we were in small towns in Missouri, like Piedmont or Sedalia. And it seemed like such a great idea. And, you know, Sunday night, boom, we started out in the RV. And by that night, we were ready to kill each other. All of us were all ready to just kill one another. And we had a whole week to go. It was Kathy Kelly, the daughter of legendary St. Louis Blues broadcaster Dan Kelly, who came up with the idea for the flyover over the Mets-Cardinals game, and the Mets are pond scum. I got all the glory, or the blame, as the case may be, but it was her idea. And there was a lot of stuff like that where we would all sit around behind the scenes. We would had a big meeting a couple of times a week in our office, and we threw ideas out. And the rule sort of was, there's no dumb ideas, because even if you say something really stupid, there might be one little part of it where we could say, you know what? Maybe the idea that you put forth wouldn't work, but you did say something else that could. So you never know. Some little kernel of an idea could end up being something we end up doing. And so why not call Mike Bush's wife, Claudia, and say, Mike's birthday is going to be on, you know, Tuesday, whatever it was. How about if you leave your back door, your walkout in your house there in Chesterfield, you leave that unlocked, and we'll show up about 3 o'clock in the morning, and we will set up the entire radio show in your basement. And then when Mike comes down at 6:45 to do the sports from the little studio that he had in his basement, he'll come walking down in his shorts. We always say Mike Bush sports in his shorts. And I guess some people thought we were kidding about it, but no, it was the truth. We had a line, a broadcast line installed in his house. And then we put a tiny little studio, a little mixing board and a microphone in his basement. And he would come downstairs every morning and do the sports from his basement, Mike Bush sports in my shorts. But what would happen if we set up in the basement on the day of his birthday? Well, like I said, it was 33 years ago today, and still people come up to me on the street, send me emails, messages, whatever the case may be, talking about this day.
We are currently sitting in the basement of Mike Bush, unbeknownst to him. Now, here's the deal, folks. Bush is upstairs asleep. We've been bringing our equipment in here since about, what, 4 this morning? Before 4 o'clock. Last night, we were admitted to the Bush household. We've been here for about the last half hour, just waiting here. Now, Bush, here's the deal. For somebody who wants to screw this whole thing up and call him on the telephone, we've disconnected the phones. Get out of the house. The phone call is coming from inside the house. Get out of the house. Now, here's the deal. Bush's alarm clock has been disengaged. The phones have been pulled out of the wall. We're in the basement.
We're going to kill him.
And his muffled screams won't be heard over the loud rock music. All we're doing right now is deciding how to do it. I'm in favor of covering his whole body in honey, tying him to a chair, and then leaving him for the ants. His slow, painful death, prolonged over an extracted period of time. Joe, what are you going to go for?
Well, after we kill him, we're going to take the blood, and we're going to paint pig. No, we're going to paint kosher pig on the wall.
Well, he's Jewish. I think pig would be bad enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
you're right. We're going to take his blood. We're going to take his blood. We're going to write pork.
It's amazing, though, because Mike really is upstairs and he really is sleeping. Now we're down in the basement. If he wakes up and figures out somebody's in the house and he goes to call the police, the phones are going to be disconnected. He's going to be so scared he won't know what to do.
Let's rattle a few papers or something. I like that idea better than ours.
You know what we should have done? We should have got the sniper, who's a black man, about 6'4", 6'5", probably about 250 pounds.
Go upstairs and just, like, wake him up.
We should have had him stripped down naked, put talcum powder all over his body, and then walk upstairs, ask to borrow a cup of sugar.
Howdy, neighbor. This is like giggling in church. This is pretty wild, folks. This is pretty wild. I love this. All right, so anyhow, here's the deal. Yesterday morning, Bush, he played into our hands beautifully on this. Yesterday, Bush overslept. His alarm didn't go off. And so he said, no, I'll run downstairs and do the sports. I'll run downstairs. He has like a little mini studio down here. It's just a microphone hooked up to a little mixer and stuff, a little power supply. So what we do today is we're going to let him oversleep at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to call him on the mobile phone. We'll plug the phone back in the wall, call him on the mobile phone and say, come on, you got to do some sports. You got to come running down here. And then, of course, he comes running downstairs, opens up this door.
You know, we kill him then. He'll be so surprised.
All we're trying to do now is decide what to do with the body. So far, medical science has turned it down. They're thinking about doing some bizarre experimenting with pigmentation.
But Koppelman's Deli offered us $5.
We have him stuffed.
Hey, we got a special on tongue today.
As far as we know, in his will, he's donated his nose to science. I can't believe how much cheap crap we got now. Okay.
Mike's gonna be yelling down the stairs. Those are all fake coochies.
Louis Mother. You better call these days. 50% chance of thunder showers. In the Middle East.
Sorry. All right, nobody look at each other.
Been a couple of years since I've listened to that. I tell people this all the time. Not before and not since have noises like that come out of my body. Just one of those things. Oh, I was mentioning Paul Simon and Carrie Fisher a couple of moments ago. Let's pull this out.
You know, Paul Simon, your ex-husband, had been on 60 Minutes, and he's being interviewed, and near the end of the interview, he's talking about everything and sort of reveals the fact that even though you guys were not together anymore, that you were the true love of his life. I'm sure you saw that. You weren't together.
I didn't. When the hell was that?
Well, it was on many, many years ago, but I mean, it was after your divorce, and I thought to myself,
maybe we'll get back together.
Well, we all know what went wrong in each of our first marriages, and there's a couple of people in the room, present company included, that had a first marriage. Didn't work out. We think we know after years have passed why it didn't work out, and because you're celebrities, people always wonder about that. Do you have, with the passage of all this time, any reasons that you think that did not work out?
Well, we were two flowers, no gardener. No one was minding the relationship.
Brilliant.
You realize people are going to steal that one.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, it didn't help that I was taking drugs. That couldn't have been a lot of fun for him. You know, when I was really young, when we started together, he was like my high school sweetheart. I was 21. So we were together for about 12 years. And we were either got along fantastic, or just, you know, not.
No middle ground.
Not fantastic. But, you know, we were the same size. I used to tell him not to stand next to me at parties because we'd look like salt and pepper shakers. And if we'd had a child, it would have been so short, we wouldn't have seen it till it was three.
That's another one of those people. It's just hard to believe. She's no longer with us, and it's been a couple of years now. All right, we have Madonna enjoying her birthday today. What is she? 63 years old. By the way, Steve Carell, 59 today. Timothy Hutton, 61. Angela Bassett, 63. James Cameron, the guy who wrote and directed Avatar, Titanic, Terminator, stuff like that, 67. Kathy Lee Gifford, 68. Leslie Ann Warren, boy, back in the day, she was the bee's knees. Let me tell you, Leslie Ann Warren, 75 today. And the original Catwoman, Julie Newmar, is 88. Yeah, but Madonna, 63 today. And it turns out that Deborah Winger was cast in A League of Their Own. Actually, she had the role that eventually went to Gina Davis. But Gina Davis got it because Deborah Winger quit. And Deborah Winger quit when she found out that they hired Madonna. She said, and here's the quote, "I think her acting career has spoken for itself," end quote. I guess she thought she was signing on for one kind of a movie, and when she heard they hired Madonna, she was like, well, you're obviously not doing the movie I thought I was going to be doing. So, bye-bye. And that's when you start getting into names. I think everybody knows Madonna's real name is Madonna, Madonna Chacone. Did you know that Olivia Wilde's legal name is Olivia Jane Coburn, spelled C-O-C-K-B-U-R-N, but that's usually pronounced Coburn. Brie Larson, her real name is, I'm going to take a stab at this, Brienne Sidonie DeSaulnier, D-E-S-A-U-L, N-I-E-R-S, which I'm assuming is something in the vicinity of DeSaulnier. She chose Larson because it was the last name of her favorite American girl doll. Jamie Foxx, his real name is Eric Marlon Bishop. Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas, but Michael Douglas already had that name, and so there you go. I think people know that David Bowie's name was David Robert Jones. Alicia Keys' real name is Alicia Aguello Cook. Elton John, obviously Reginald Dwight. This one I did not know. Natalie Portman's real name is Netta, N-E-T-A, Netta Lee Hirschlag. And this is sort of sad. Emma Stone's real name is Emily Jean Stone. She wanted to be called Emma because she was a fan of Baby Spice, played by Emma Bunton. If you got a big box of black t-shirts from your rock and roll days, and maybe on occasion you pull one out and throw it on for a concert or something, you should know that the most popular band t-shirts have been revealed. We've got Ariana Grande at 10, Prince at 9, The Beatles at 8, Foo Fighters at 7, Bob Marley, Green Day, Pink Floyd at 4, Queen is 3, Aerosmith is 2, and number 1 in terms of the most popular black t-shirts in the land, AC/DC. And here is the story that got most of my attention. It broke, I think it was either Friday or Saturday, but most of us pack on a few pounds in our 30s and 40s, and then it just gets worse from there. And we always blame our metabolism because everyone knows it slows down as you age. But you might not be able to use that excuse anymore. A new study came out on Friday that found your metabolism doesn't actually slow down that much as you hit middle age. Researchers found it peaks when we're babies and around age 1, then it gradually slows down until we turn 20, but from 20 to 60, it plateaus and stays pretty consistent. So if you gain a bunch of weight in your 40s and 50s, other factors are at play, like you eat too goddamn much and you don't move around enough. And I remember a long time ago, somebody saying that if you pee in the shower, it helps prevent athlete's foot. Well, a doctor who specializes in pelvic floor muscles is going viral because she told women not to pee in the shower. Over time, it can weaken the muscles that prevent leakage. It can also make you associate peeing with running water, so you can end up feeling the urge to go when you wash your hands or fill up a glass of water. And I don't even want to know what happens when you go into a swimming pool.
The wide reach of KMOX endeared Harry to fans across the Midwest and beyond, including one big fan who lived in Tennessee.
The King was a fan of Harry Carey's. Harry did the basketball games of the St. Louis University Billikens. So they're playing Memphis State, and somehow Elvis is listening to the game. And it's like, wow, Harry Carey, voice of the Cardinals, is in town. So the phone rings at the hotel. Harry Carey, yes. Elvis Presley, I'm a fan of yours. Would you like to come out to Graceland? The next thing you know, Harry's in the car, and he's having Budweiser's and talking baseball at Graceland with the King.
Well, actually, he rented movie theater, so at 12 midnight, I went there, and there were about 35 people in the movie theater, and we sat down, and like three-fourths of the movie went by, and then finally, all of a sudden, everybody in the row next to me got up and moved one seat down, and then Elvis came and sat next to me.
Yeah. Wow. Now, did you spend any time with the guy? Could you get any sense of what this guy was about? Did you continue dating him?
Get to go to Graceland for dinner and.
What would you have at dinner?
Oh, chicken fried steak.
Wow.
He ate a lot of it.
Yeah.
He had a big appetite.
Oh yeah.
But there was one thing he wouldn't eat.
What was that?
Well.
God. Oh my. The King of Rock and Roll. Who would have guessed? God, this just immediately took a really ugly turn, didn't it? I want to know. I'm trying to figure out what's on the menu. Like, oh, chicken fried steak and then boom, right on.
Well, obviously our relationship didn't last too long.
Okay, now, all right. Now.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? I do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear. Are you lost? Oh, Lord, Lord. I wonder. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. Oh, man, I tell you. Ooh, Lord. And I had no cause to doubt you. Oh, I didn't go. Swing it, baby. Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
Hi, Paul. J.C. Corcoran, KMOV, CBS in St. Louis. We've heard stories about how the Beatles really looked up to Elvis Presley, particularly in the early days. And since we're all here in the city, that Elvis sort of adopted as a second home. Could you talk a little bit about what Elvis meant to you and the rest of the Beatles?
Yeah, I was in love with Elvis. He was a marvelous man. When I first saw his picture, I was blown away by his good looks. And when I first heard his first record, I was even more blown away by his voice. I think he was one of the great voices of the century.
What was the first song you heard him do?
Of Elvis's Heartbreak Hotel. And when we finally met him with the Beatles in Los Angeles, we had just an evening with Elvis, you know, and he was brilliant. He was just a real great guy. And I think it was before he took up residence here. So perhaps he was a little more, straight. Anyway, we had a great evening with him. And he wanted to learn bass. So I sort of gave him a few clues and stuff. But he was just a great guy. You know, he seemed like a regular fella. And as I say, we were just all in love with him anyway. So it was a great evening.
Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising.
What, are you black or white?
Just the king.
Young or old?
The king.
Redneck or freak?
The king of music.
From Moscow, London, or Memphis?
He will always be the king, no matter what.
We'd like you to meet him now.
The one and only.
Here he is. Big reception to Elvis Presley.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
And a happy Elvis death day to you. The 16th of August, 2021, here at jcontheline.com. We are here every weekday morning. We publish at 7 o'clock. It's absolutely free. If you miss a podcast, they're all archived for you and available on multiple platforms. Email me at jc@jcontheline.com. Follow me on Facebook, The Showgram. With JC Corcoran. Talk to you in the morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.